Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jose Santiago. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jose Santiago. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Causey reaches second base with a double. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey juggles the ball. That's an error on Causey. Salmon moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields the ball and throws to Santiago covering. Safe. Salmon moves to third. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards left. Harrelson fields it and throws to second to catch Hauser for the out. Salmon scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Wagner steals second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Wagner moves to third. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Wagner scores. Alvis goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive towards third. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris takes first base on ball four. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Salmon. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Campaneris moves to third. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Held moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santiago juggles the ball. That's an error on Santiago. Held scores. Kralik moves to third. Salmon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser strikes out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chance takes first base on ball four. Ted Bosefield now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kralik scores. Salmon scores. Chance moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Moran now playing third base. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Green moves to third. Causey moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Salmon who is chasing the ball. Colavito reaches third base with a triple. Green scores. Causey scores. Harrelson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 to Indians. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colavito scores. One out. It's 6-to-4, Indians. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Campaneris moves to second. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to second. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-0 in the game. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it and throws to third for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Held scores. Kralik moves to third. It's 7-to-4, Indians. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chance hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic pinch hits for Ted Bosfield. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Indians. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to second. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Romano moves to third. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Romano scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, Indians. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Edwards and he is out, Green applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to third. Tartabull moves to second. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Matthews scores. Tartabull moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-7, Indians. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 7. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chance strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Billy Bryan pinch hits for Doc Edwards. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Colavito scores. Gentile moves to second. It's Athletics, 8, Indians, 8. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a line drive towards short. Hauser catches it and throws to first to double up Bryan. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for West Stock. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gentile scores. Matthews goes all the way around to score. It's 10-8, Athletics. Bob Meyer pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Bryan now catching. John Wyatt now pitching. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-9, Athletics. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Harrelson moves to third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gentile is walked intentionally. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brian is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Colavito scores. Gentile moves to second. It's 12-9, Athletics. Lee Stang now pitching. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Gentile scores. Campaneris moves to third. It's 13-9, Athletics. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona pinch hits for Lee Stang. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Houser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Indians 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing first base. Dick Donovan now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Causey reaches second base with a double. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito hits a fly ball towards center. Davalillo catches it and throws to first to double up Harrelson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 9. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.